In southern Russia, the death toll in the powerful explosion today aboard a commuter train has climbed to at least 42. More than 150 people were injured when the bomb exploded. Russian officials say radical Chechen separatists may be responsible. The attack comes just 2 days before Russia holds parliamentary elections. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
The attack in the resort town of Essentuki was obviously planned to inflict maximum casualties. The bomb went off just before 8 a.m. when the train was packed with students and workers. Russian TV showed rescue workers combing through the mass of twisted metal that remained of one of the cars. One survivor told of the confusion that ensued after the blast. There were bodies without heads and people smashed together, he said. The region where the attack took place is just over the administrative border from Chechnya, where rebels have battled Russian troops for most of the past decade. Top Chechen separatist leader Aslan Maskhadov denied responsibility. But Russia's justice minister Yuri Chaika said the attack bore the hallmarks of radical Chechen separatists. There are many splinter groups among Chechen fighters. Russian security officials said the bomber who set off the device was a man, but that he had been accompanied by at least three female accomplices. President Vladimir Putin said the attack was designed to destabilize Russia ahead of the parliamentary elections on Sunday. I'm sure that the criminals will not accomplish this, Putin said. The special services must take all measures to investigate this crime. Russia's Interior Minister Boris Gryzlov called the perpetrators of the attack animals. He vowed to make the ground burn under their feet. But political commentator Alexander Minkin of the Moskovsky Komsomolets newspaper notes that Russia's law enforcement agencies have failed to get to the bottom of most terror attacks, which have escalated over the past year. In such instances, the interior minister should be fired. But here in Russia, it's the other way around, Minkin said. Minkin predicted today's attack would actually strengthen President Putin's United Russia Party, which is expected to win the most seats in Sunday's election. International observers say Putin's party has misused its control over the state media to gain an unfair advantage over challengers. And in an effort to negate the use of the unpopular Chechen war as a campaign issue for Kremlin opponents, the government has opposed a virtual news blackout from Chechnya in the weeks running up to the election. That changed today, with blanket coverage of the bombing on all major TV networks. But Ivan Safranchuk of the Center for Defense Information says attacks on civilians are unlikely to hurt Putin, even if they put Chechnya back in the spotlight.
I think that it's very unlikely that people will interpret their terroristic act to criticize the president. More likely, they will say that the president should stay hard in the face of terrorism.
Attacks against civilians, like today's, have helped Putin win more sympathy abroad for his insistence that international terror groups are financing the rebels, some of whom want an Islamic State based on Sharia law. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.